Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to learn the very first halacha in Hilchos Pesach in Shulchan Aruch. We're in Siman Tav Chav Tes Sif Aleph, and it says as follows: Shoalim bi Hilchos Pesach Kodem Pesach Shloshim Yom. There is a halacha that literally we ask about the halachas, but it means we learn the halachas relating to Pesach starting 30 days in advance of Pesach. That means starting on Purim, there is a halachic mandate to start learning the halachas of Pesach. Where do we learn that from? So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that we learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when it came to Pesach Sheni, a number of people came and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Pesach Rishon, this is Pesach. They didn't know Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. This is the Korban Pesach. We're unable to bring it because we're either distant, they were distant at the time, or they're going to be far away, Derech Rechoka, or Tameim, they were going to be Tameh. Comes the time to bring the Korban Pesach, they could not bring it. And accordingly, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, why should we lose out? We also want to bring a Korban. And Moshe Rabbeinu right then teaches them 30 days in advance of Pesach Sheni, the halachas of Pesach Sheni. So we see here the concept of learning 30 days in advance of Echag, which was talking about Pesach Sheni. You have to learn the halacha. So that's where we learn it from. The same thing applies to us nowadays. 30 days in advance of Pesach, we have a halachic imperative to learn the halachas of Pesach. Now, in fact, it's interesting to note the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are three different views. Does this only apply to Pesach, or does it apply to the other of the Shalosh Regalim as well? The first view is that it applies not only to Pesach, but it applies to Shavuos and Sukkos also. So it applies to all three Shalosh Regalim, all three of the Regalim. That is view number one. View number two, the Gra says this applies to Sukkos and Pesach, but not to Shavuos. When it comes to Shavuos, it is sufficient to start learning the halachas of Shavuos on the first of Sivan. It gives approximately a week, a little bit less, so approximately a week for Shavuos. That is the second view, that it applies for two of the three, not to Shavuos. And the third view is that the Chiyuv applies 30 days in advance of only Pesach. Why only Pesach? Why not Sukkos and Shavuos? Because Pesach has so much to learn. You have to learn so much relating to kashering and finding the chametz. So many things, so many details that you have to know in advance, because if you don't know it in advance, if you make mistakes, come Pesach, there's no way to fix it. So that's why Pesach, higher risk, so much more to learn, and these halachas apply specifically 30 days in advance of Pesach. So there are three different views. Does it only apply to Pesach? Does it apply to Pesach and Sukkos, but Shavuos more limited? Or does it apply to all three? Does it apply to two out of three? Or does it apply to only Sukkos? Those are the three. Now, there happens to be another halacha. The first halacha was learning the halachas of Pesach in advance. There's another halacha that says that when it comes to the Moadim, the Shalosh Regalim, then you have to learn the halachas about the Moadim on the Moed itself, on the Chag itself. So continues the Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to Al Kopanim B'Yom Tov Gufa, when it comes to Yontif itself, on the Yontif, L'kule Alma Tzarek Lishov V'Lidrosh B'chol Yom Tov B'Yel Choseh. When it comes to every Yontif, there's a halacha that you learn the halacha, sholim v'dorshim, ask, answer, learn. Learn the halachas of each of the chagim at its time. In fact, this is learned from Moshe Rabbeinu as well. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis, tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted this concept, sholim v'dorshim b'inyano shel yom. You have to ask, learn the halachas of Yontif, Hilchos Pesach, Pesach. We learn the halachas of Pesach on Pesach. We learn the halachas of Shavuos on Shavuos. Then we learn the halachas of Sukkos on Sukkos. So that is the separate halacha, related halacha, but separate halacha. The first one was learning the halachas of a Yontif 30 days in advance. The second one is learning on the Yontif itself. And then there's a third, but this isn't a halacha, this is a minhag, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'achsha Noagim Lidros B'Shabbos HaGadol B'Shabbos Shuva. Two other times that we have drashas, one is in advance of Pesach on Shabbos HaGadol, and one is in advance of Yom Kippur on Shabbos Shuva. And he says, what should be included in those drashas? V'ikur L'horos L'am Darkei Hashem. The ikur is to teach people the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? L'lamed HaMaaseh Asher Ya'asum. We have to teach them halacha l'maisa, what you should be doing on the chagim. So, for example, when it comes to the Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos Agadah, what should we be learning? We have to learn the halachas of Hagalas Kelim, and Biur Kachametz, and baking the matzah, Ushar Hilchos Pesach, and all the rest of the halachas of Pesach. That is a lot to cover in one Shabbos Hagadol Drasha. And when it comes to Shabbos Shuva, which is right in before of Yom Kippur, it's not only about the halachas of Yom Kippur, it's also about the halachas of Sukkis. That is required to learn halach. And he says, he goes as far as to say, aval im yeh hadrasha rak b'pilpol, or drosh be'alma, if the drasha is, it's only pilpol, drashas, but not halacha, en yotzim b'zeh yedei chovas, and you have not fulfilled the obligation. So you haven't fulfilled those minhagim of having those drashas. The main part should be halach. And in the end of the day, we've gone through two halachas. The first one is learning the halachas 30 days in advance. And we had a question, does it only apply to Pesach or other Muadim as well? Then the second halacha we had is learning the halachas of a chag on the chag. And then the third area, minhagim, strong minhagim of having drashas on Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos Agadol. In the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah says, bottom line, and we call makom, mitzvah lekol echa la'asok b'hilchos Pesach shloshim yom kodem. There is a mitzvah for everyone to be involved in learning the halachas of Pesach 30 days in advance of Pesach, and also the second din that we talked about, v'chein b'chag asma, and learning the halachas of the chag on the chag itself. So those are requirements. Everyone is responsible to learn the halachas of Pesach at this time of the year, because we are within those 30 days of Pesach. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.